Who is your best friend and why would be your best friend?
Well, you would have to say my wife has been my best friend over the past, I guess, 31 years. I think we dated for a couple of years before we got married. And if you talk about outside the family, probably be my best friend is a guy that I used to work with at work. He's just now left and gone to another country with another job at Microsoft. So I work with him all the time. So from that aspect, he was a very good friend. Outside of the work type environment, a couple of very good people at church that we interface with and spend some time together. And obviously I got some very good friends in softball and my soccer teams and racquetball. So I don't know that I have a single best friend outside the family. Got a whole bunch of very good friends.
Okay. How'd you meet your wife?
High school. We went to high school together.
Really?
And we had, I remembered we had a geometry class or some class together in our sophomore years. And then we had a PE class together our senior year. And it was like the last quarter of that. We started playing ping pong together as one of the sports. And we did that. And we just started talking and that led into dating.
Cool. So at what age did you get married?
That will then tell you how old I am. 'Cause I already told you how long I've been married. What age did you get married? We got married in 1980. And that would have meant I was 21. Yes.
Okay.
So I was 21 and my wife was just under 21, so she was 20. So we were both still in college.
Okay. Cool. Where'd you go to college?
I went to college, my first year was the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. So I was a Golden Gopher for a year. Mm-hmm. And then my last 3 years I went to St. Cloud State University, about an hour and a half north of Minneapolis.
Okay. A good friend that I actually used to play racquetball with here went to St. Cloud State.
Okay.
Greg Creefall, if you see this, talking about you, buddy.
All right.
I don't even know if he knows that I have a blog, honestly. What is your actual title and job responsibilities?
My actual title at Microsoft is a senior program manager. And not senior because I'm old, and I'm almost 55 or 60 age to get discounts at restaurants.
It's because you've been there for forever.
Because I've been there for a while, yes. And my job responsibility primarily is currently as a community lead, so I help kind of promote the configuration manager product in the community. I manage the TechNet forums that we have for customers to get free technical support on our product, help support some trainers that look at teach our training courses on Configuration Manager or SMS 2003, monitor internal aliases where people ask tons of questions on SMS and Configuration Manager issues, do a lot of hands-on labs and presentations at conferences such as TechEd, which is why I'm here in Orlando, and MMS, etc., other conferences, and then still work with TAP customers a little bit. So I've got some TAP customers for the SP1 and R2 products.
Cool. What are you currently reading? Or are you currently reading anything?
Well, the Bible on a daily basis, and then the other thing that I primarily read are the Focus on the Family booklets that come in the mail. Went through one of them on the plane on the way down here, and I got another one that I have on the way to read on the plane on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple other books, parenting type books.
Okay. What would be, this is not on my list of questions, is there a single book, you've already mentioned the Bible, but outside of that, is there a single book that you have recommended to people on occasion?
Outside of the training course I helped write.
If not.
One of my favorite books was Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, Very Bad Day.
Excellent book.
Yes,
excellent.
That's an excellent book. In fact, one of our associate pastor happened to mention that in the beginning of his sermon, discussing, and he was going through passage in First Peter, But there's been a lot of kids' books I've been reading in the past, not much anymore, but can't think of one off the top of my head.
And with three kids, you've probably read quite a few of those.
Yes.
What kind of music do you like?
Contemporary Christian music.
Okay.
So,
favorite artists?
Favorite artist right now probably would be Casting Crowns. I'm still a big Stephen Curtis Chapman fan.
He recently had some really rough stuff in his life.
Yes, he did. And Point of Grace, Aaron Schust, with Toby Mac's latest Portable Sounds or whatever it is, latest album. Got a couple of very nice songs in there. So contemporary Christian.
Okay. Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie would either be The Fugitive or Air Force One. I like them both. They're both on my Zune. So I like them both probably equally well. Probably right now I would say Air Force One.
Okay. Have you seen any of the commercials for the new Pixar movie WALL-E?
Yes, I have. I've seen some of the trailers for that.
Are there any resemblances between WALL-E and WALL-E?
Well, WALL-E is much better looking. He probably is easier to understand when he communicates than I am. Outside of that, just the name is spelled differently. But I have not seen the movie yet. I'm sure my youngest will drag me to the movie, and I'll get the opportunity of buying her a ticket as well as myself. And I'm sure it'll be a fun movie. But outside of that, I would think he's probably better looking than me.
Okay, so you've been in town for Tech Ed. We've been in contact. You were going to come take a tour of Campus Crusade, Campus Crusade headquarters, which you just have. Why did you want to take a tour of our headquarters?
I've had relationships with Campus Crusade people for a number of years. We used to support a few different staff members who have now moved on to other organizations or gone into other jobs over the years. And just the work that they've done, the Jesus film that I've seen and heard a lot about and supported in the past, just something I've always, being in the area and finding you working there, having a contact, just made it a natural fit, something I would love to see those type of organizations and just see the people that devote their lives to trying to promote the gospel and reaching other people. So thank you very much for the opportunity of doing that. It's been fantastic.
It's been fun doing it. I think we hit on this already, and you may have already answered it well, but what are the most important things in your life?
Well, obviously my relationship with Jesus Christ would be number one. My family would be 1A through 1D since there's four others. So my relationship with God, and then my family, and just the ability of the freedom that we have here in the United States of being able to worship and be able to gather with other believers.